Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm really, really good. I know you have an upcoming two events, right? WordCamp Canada and?
Yes, WordCamp Canada. What's the other one? Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking, where am I traveling to? No, it's an online event, of course. Oh, my goodness. I'll be fired for that, but no. Yes. So this podcast comes out on Fridays. And so while you're listening to this, if you're listening on Friday when it comes out, I will be in Canada at WordCamp Canada. And then 1 week from today, Friday, not when we're recording, but when you're listening again, podcasting is so confusing, we'll be celebrating Stellar Spark. And so it's an online conference that I'm putting on for Stellar WP. We've got some great speakers coming up, including Carolyn and Alex from Yoast. We have Josepha Hayden-Champfossi is our keynote. So I hope that people are listening to our podcast next week, but after Stellar Spark, so that they can come and hear all the wonderful talks.
Definitely. I would personally definitely join. So yeah, it's going to be an awesome. So you have really busy time ahead. So yeah.
Yes, for sure. For sure. It's a busy week. And I'm going to show my feet of clay to the world right now. I hate doing slides. So I have my cat is like looking out the window at the birds in my bird feeder. Sorry, she completely caught me off guard. I hate doing slides. I have it all in my head. When it's time to sit down and put it in, on slides, I have been known, oh my gosh, this is terrible. I've been known to do my slides the morning of my talks more than once. And that is not a good way to be. Like, I need to take a beat from everybody else. Like, it's one of those do as I say, not as I do, because don't be as stressed out as I am by waiting to the last minute. But no, at WordCamp Canada, I'm very excited. I'm going to be telling the story of Underrepresented in Tech, which started with me and Ali Nimmons, and now is you and I. So, you know, I'm very excited about being able to kind of talk about not just the history of how it came together, but of course the story of why it came together and our hopes for the future. And that's the why, right? Like, so why we're doing what we do is because we have hope for, you know, a more represented world, of course, you know.
Definitely,
So yeah, so thank you for bringing those up because I'm very excited about both of them. And my
I'm pretty sure you're gonna shout. I wish I could see you there, but I will follow you online and Twitter and just like send you some love.
I'll be tweeting. Hopefully, we'll get a lot of good selfies up in Canada too. So put together my little selfie reel. But to be fair, I just made my first cup of coffee of the day, and so
enjoy.
I haven't had my caffeine yet. Oh, you get the morning, Michelle, when my brain is still not firing on all pistons, as they say. but we teased this out last week when we were meeting with Christina Louise Treadwell, which, by the way, she was just delightful. What a great interview.
She was amazing. Yeah.
What a wonderful person, for sure. But we wanted to talk today about an open letter to the WordCamp Europe 2025 organizers by Shahjahan Jewel, who goes by Jewel. And I don't know, do you want to maybe read some of the letter? Do you have it in front of you? I'll let you kind of...
Yeah, I have it in front of me. I think I will just go through it quickly. He's trying to reach out to WordCamp Europe organizer to ask them kindly to remove a WordCamp Europe 2025 dates because of Eid al-Adha, a Muslim holiday. And he was asking them if they could move it because there's a lot of people not be able to join because this is the celebration you spend it with your family. And of course, there's he mentioned a couple of related tweets because last year people has to leave earlier WordCamp Europe because it was the last day of WordCamp Europe. It was the day before the Eid al-Adha, so people need to travel. I'm really happy that he spoke up about it. And I know people like what if it's this year on the 17th of June, and next year it's going to be on the 6th to 8th of June, I think, World Camp Europe 2025. Mm-hmm. I just want to explain a little bit that the timing of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, which is two Islamic holidays, are set by lunar Islamic calendar, which is based upon the cycle of the moon. So every year there's difference 11 to 12 mm-hmm. days. It's not following our European solar-based Georgian calendar. Right. So that's now to know, to let the people who hear us, that's why every year it's earlier 10 to 12 days, between 10 mm-hmm. to 12 days. And to give a little bit of information, there's two major holidays, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Fitr is a festival of breaking fast, come after the month of Ramadan, and Eid al-Adha, it is a celebration of the end of the Hajj, which is a pilgrim to Mecca, and those are one of the biggest holidays for Muslims. So I understand him, and I feel his pain also, because it is the holiday that you want to spend it with your family. Mm-hmm. And also you want to feel belong to the community. You want to, they feel they acknowledge. Mm-hmm. You know me, how much I love research.
So before you break into the research, let me just mention a couple of things that you kind of triggered in my brain, and then I'm going to turn it back to your research. Yeah. But the first thing is the idea of having holidays around lunar cycles is not just Islamic, right? So yeah. Easter, which is a high Christian yeah. holiday, also yeah. follows a lunar cycle, because Lent follows a lunar cycle. And so it's not something that people can say, well, how are you ever going to be able to plan around it? Well, number one, you can plan around it, because the moon is regular. We know this, right? Yeah. So we know for years when all these holidays will be coming. But also he does equate it to being like saying, let's have this over Christmas. And how people would be like, you can't have it on Christmas. That's a holiday that people spend with yeah. their families. So, okay, continue, please.
So you know how much I love to do research, and I know when to explain a little bit of people, because I always consider our WordPress community global as a one. Of course, some people will say we don't celebrate Muslim holidays in Europe. Well, let me say that there's the first 1.9 billion Muslims around the world, 25 million I think until 2016 or 2018, the research was in Europe. So there's a big number, and in the WordPress community, there's a big number. And it's nice to be acknowledged, or to keep in mind of the organizers or from World Camp Central when they decide the days, to check those dates, because it's not anymore World Camp Europe, because everyone coming from Asia, a lot of Asian communities attending, American communities attending. So I consider World Camp Europe as World Camp World, everyone attending around the world. So I was looking to it to be the first example of more to think about the diverse. And I know World Camp US in September, it's far away. World Camp Asia in February. But in the next also 2 years, in Asia, there will be Ramadan happening at the same time when they host World Camp Asia. So I hope they will do a planning to avoid having the event in Ramadan, because people will be exhausting. And I know there's 1.5 billion Muslim in Asia, so that is really a big number to calculation. I did also some small research because I think the planning was let's say choosing the city and the dates, I think it was combination for not one person, but I was hoping the people who plan it, that they could a little bit keep in mind, because we want to make our WordPress community more diverse and to enhance the sense of belonging with each other. So please keep the planning in your head. I know they're not going to change it.
Right.
I know they're not going to change the dates, because the venue's already booked. And also mm-hmm. at the same time, moving it for another weekend or the weekend yeah. after, it's technically impossible, because there are art fair in Basel at that month. But I hope that they keep it in mind for the future. And yeah. I have a crazy idea. I would wish love to have WordCamps not including on Friday or Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. because Friday is the weekend for Muslims, Saturday for Jewish, and Sunday for Christians, and also for non-believers. Let's say it's a weekend. I like to have the weekend because I want to have, because the weekend, usually when you finish the WordCamp, you spend Sunday traveling and Monday you start work. Yeah. So it will be nice to have the weekend to relax and then start working on Monday.
Exactly. And I know, and I don't think she will, I know she will not be upset if I bring this up. So Miriam Schwab is somebody who's devout in her faith, and she's a Jewish woman. And so when I've had her speak at events before, for me, I have to take into account when sundown is on Fridays, if she's speaking on a Friday, because that at sundown on Friday is when she...
start the Shabbat. Yeah.
Thank you, Shabbat. I couldn't think of the word, and I know it because I follow all these wonderful women on TikTok. I've learned so much, but words are escaping me this morning. But yes, and so I'm very fiercely aware of working with her to make sure that she schedules a time that she can talk and she can speak because it isn't, you know, breaking into her Shabbat. And also, I'm going to kind of bleed into some other areas here that I think we've been doing better as a whole at accommodating people's religious needs around food as well, because we do have people who need to eat kosher or halal. And so and there's probably others that I'm forgetting. And so at WordCamp Europe, I was noticing this year all of the different lines that were very accommodating, not just to vegans and gluten-free and all of that, but to people's religious needs as well. And so I thought that we're doing better, but clearly we are not perfect at it yet. And so one of the things I also wanted to mention is that it's not, you know, you mentioned how many billion people are
around the world? 1.9 billion people.
1.9 billion people. Islam is one of the major religions in the world.
Yeah.
And just because we think Eurocentrically sometimes or US-centrically does not negate the fact that it is one of the major religions. We're not talking about accommodating a small section of people or a small break-off community that, you know, that people have never heard of or extremists in a certain religion, right? So we're talking about, you know, a huge amount of people that are affected. And we haven't, I don't think ever on the show have we talked about religion before, because, you know, politics and religion are things people don't want to talk about very often. But we're the we're the podcast that breaks all the rules on that, because we're not afraid to talk about these things. And, you know, in the past, I've you know, had to have my broad shoulders and my thick skin on because, you know, I was told last week that I'm a disruptor in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. Like I'm going to add that to my resume, but maybe not. But but we do need to think about what underrepresentation means. And 1.5 billion people doesn't feel like underrepresented, but it is, right? Because how many billion people there are in the world, I don't know, but you probably do.
I think
you do
a lot.
Your research. More than that. For sure. And so to accommodate and like he says, we would never in a million years think of doing something on Christmas or on Easter, like I said, which also the date changes for. So why we aren't thinking about other religions. And this is not a slam on the organizers. I don't want this to be taken that way. I know being an organizer is a very difficult task. And sometimes you don't remember or think about things. And so we just want to today bring it forward again, because I think Jewel wrote a very well thought out letter. It wasn't scathing. It wasn't attacking. It was a plea to please in the future take this into account. And I think the way he wrote it was actually very beautiful. And so we just want to make sure that those kinds of things are represented as well. And there's a lot in the world that we don't always think about. And that's what underrepresented in tech is about, because we need to help people remember those things.
Yeah, and I want to first, there's 8 billion people in the world, so.
So, like, 1 billion of 8 billion is very significant.
No, I just want to say, I believe you all must respect religious freedom, because this is one of the fundamental human rights. And also, I want to emphasize on showing respect does not mean that we say we are alike, but showing respect means being aware of our differences, mm-hmm. to understand one another, to respect one another, to accept one another. And at the end, I believe definitely 100% there's no bad intention from the organizers, or when they published the date call for the city in last year, when they mentioned the dates, I don't mean the bad intention. Maybe they drop it from their mind, they didn't check it, but also that's for the future to keep it in mind, mm-hmm. to look for those things. Yeah. I know they personal information that they kept, they were looking for Ramadan and the Eid al-Fitr, and they said, oh, it's happening in March, so we're fine with it. And I know one of the lead organizer, Patricia, she is really amazing person. She is welcoming. She's international. She's yes. awesome person. And I think that can easily, when they choose the dates, that was the dates were offered to them. And then they choose the first weekend, and they said Ramadan is far away, then it's far. Also, I know that will be an official reply from WordCamp Central. So I'm hoping to see the reply. But I, for the future, we should look into those yeah. things, definitely. And yeah. also move it. Don't let not host it on Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to say that conversation happened today. I was talking with someone.
Yeah.
Someone, his name starts with the letter T, that he said, like, it should not be on Friday and Saturday. In the past, it was on Saturday and Sunday, and they remove it. So, yeah. honestly, let's should have it in the weekdays, yeah.
So, WordCamp US, I mean, I think it's hard to get away from a Friday. I will say that out loud, yeah. right? But WordCamp US this year is not on Saturday or Sunday.
Awesome.
It's Tuesday. I'm looking at the dates. It's the 17th through the 20th. So it's Tuesday through Friday, which allows people yeah. to travel Monday and then yeah. probably travel back home on Saturday. But no. Yeah. So one of the things that I think I hear a lot in opposition to things underrepresented is, well, you can't expect people to think about everything, or you can't yeah. expect people, like, how are they supposed to know? Well, first of all, this is why we're here. But also, yeah. and not to, you know, a few years ago, I made a comment on Twitter, we all know, about the underrepresented, lack of of representation at WordCamp, WordCamp Europe. And, you know, the tweet that has over 30,000 impressions on it. Oh, my goodness. And I was, you know, persona non grata with a lot of people last year. But change happens, right? So you looked yeah. at the lineup this year, much more balanced lineup. WordCamp US last year made sure that they were a much more balanced lineup. Other events are looking at that, making sure there's representation. A few years ago, I talked about the need for accessibility. And now WordCamps are checking with me a lot as somebody who's loud and vocal to make sure that they're not just accommodating to me, but that the people that I represent who need yeah. Wheelchair access and things like that. So by, you know, there's a saying, I don't know if you have it in your culture too, where the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So like if you yeah. think about like as you're pushing a shopping cart, like the squeaky wheel is the one you're going to oil because the other ones are working right? That just yeah. like the one that's loud and the one that's saying, look at me. So I'm okay with being the squeaky wheel if it means that we make change for the better for Definitely. More people. And I think that it's good to be a disruptor sometimes. But to do it in a way, and I think that I always have done it in a way that's kind, and I think that the way we're discussing it today also is kind because we realize there's a lot that goes into the planning. But we also want to echo Jules' request and you know, heighten his call attention to his letter, which we will include in the show notes. We have a link for that too. So if you're interested yeah. in reading it in its entirety, you know, you'll find that on our website. But yeah, we just want to make sure that underrepresented people, even if they're not really underrepresented because they are 1/8 of the or more than 1/8 of the entire population. But we just want to make sure that people are being accommodated. And if you cannot attend something because of the dates that it falls on interfering with, you know, religious holidays, I think that's something that we can do better at going forward. And yeah. so I expect that that's what will come from WordCamp Central, that this will be something that in the future will be paid more attention to. I expect that that's what we'll see, but I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, I think, and also it's nice to let some people, when they talk, that they someone is hearing them, that you, we hear you, we feel you. And I know it is very difficult time. We don't want to talk about politics. Very difficult time for to say it, like, hey, especially now in Europe with all of the election, blah blah blah, that hey, it's my Muslim holiday, how can you hold? And at the same time, I think we all are going to grow, we learn, we move on. And I know it's going to be very difficult 2025 to change it, but I hope they keep in mind for 2026. And yes, please keep in mind, it will be in different date.
That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, what year was it? It must have been 2019, 18 or 19.
I think 18 now. It's happened in Ramadan. It was in World Camp in
America. this is I'm talking about World Camp US. It was either 2018 or 2019. Fell over Halloween, which is not a holy day. Which is, I mean, yes, for some people it is. I understand that, right? All Hallows, All Saints Day, whatever. But most people don't celebrate it that way. For most people, it's just a fun holiday to celebrate. And people were like, how could you do that? I want to take my kids trick-or-treating, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's just a, you know, you're talking about that kind of event being important. This is actually has spiritual weight behind it, you know, and so I think that if you could be upset about not taking your kids to get candy from strangers, you should also think about something that's a holy day for others, so.
Yeah. Just put that out there. I think they should look at the whole continent, or let's say the most celebrated holidays worldwide. They just keep in mind about it. Yeah. And for me, I wish, how can I say, I don't know, I used to love World Camp US in October, because you feel a little bit far away from World Camp Europe. You feel like after the summer vacation or after the summertime, you need this September to put you on the mood to start working. And voila, it's in the end of October, the World Camp. So, but I know they're moving it to September.
The time. So like the first year it was in December. The first World Camp US was in December. I drove to it because it was about a 6-hour drive from me. And then it's been in August, it's been in September, I think this year's in September, it's been in October, it's been in November, and it's been in December. I'm like, just pick a month and stick with it. It doesn't matter, I'll go, whatever it is, I'll be there.
I think November can be, I don't know, November, it's like
American Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, but it is the last week, right, of November. So maybe in the mid of November, or
it's the fourth Thursday of November. So it also will change its date. So there's a lot, like Mother's Day, Father's Day. All of these things are dependent on other things and not just a specific date of the year. So definitely something. And you can't just make a list of like all the holidays. Like Christmas is always December 25th. New Year's is always January 1st, because they do change because of the way that things are. Little known fact, completely unrelated, but Election Day in the United States is the first Tuesday of November that falls after a Monday. So it will never be on November 1st. It can only be November 2nd or later, but it's always the first Tuesday that falls after a Monday. It's like, who makes this stuff up? I don't know. I don't know where these crazy things
come from. Is it like a bad luck or something? Or just like, no, somebody just hated the 1st of November.
I have no idea. Crazy, but anyway, I think the main point for us is just to remember that there are more people in the world that celebrate more things than we do, and that or that at least I do, or that we collectively might, and then to pay attention to those things and make sure that we are inclusive of people's needs. And I think that's the message. We can't change things, but we hope that we affect a change in the future.
And we learn and we move forward. And
exactly.
And I could not say it better.
I know, you make a mistake, you learn from it, you do better. That's the way that we work in the world. So, all right. I always say we never know what we're going to talk about. We do know what we're going to talk about next week, too. Can I talk about this a little? Can I tease this out? So
definitely.
I've got it in our notes. Okay. So the magazine The Economist has put forward on their cover this week, and we'll have this out next week. Everybody will be able to see it. It says, no way to run a country, talking about the U.S. presidential election. And they have a walker, like a mobility aid walker, with the seal of the president of the United States attached to it. As the, you know, implying that if you are geriatric and old enough to need a walker, that you should not be president of the United States. This has gotten the disabled community kind of up in arms, quite honestly, to use a phrase that probably I shouldn't use around about disabled people, but it's got them riled up, including myself, of course, because to imply that because somebody does not walk well means that they cannot lead is not a good thing. So tune in next week where we talk about disability and how to not piss off the disabled community, but also how you can get your point across about age and about senility, perhaps, right? There are certain things that should disqualify you from being a leader of a major world country, any world country, but not being able to walk is not one of them. So we'll talk about that next week. In the meantime, everybody have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend and good luck in World Camp Canada and Stellar Whip Conference. So,
Thank you. Awesome. All right, we'll see everybody next week.
See you next week. Bye.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.